Well, what a blessing. That's good. Amen. Appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
God doeth all things well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. It's sure been good already. Amen. The opportunity to be here with my brother and the Lord. God's allowed me to be able to watch this dear brother grow in the ministry over the years. I appreciate his stand. Appreciate what he's doing for the Lord. Amen. And we're in some troubled times. I thank God that he's sticking by the stuff. Amen. All right, let me just show you something here in the Word of God for a few minutes tonight. And then we'll not be very long. We'll get out of the way and let the big preachers come. And Acts chapter 24, please. Acts chapter number 24. Read just a couple verses here from the Word of God. Acts chapter number 24. And I want to show you tonight, God help us for a little while. I want to show you, Lord willing, what you want. Amen. You may not realize you want it. You may not even think you need it. But you'll definitely want it before we leave.
Amen.
Amen. And I think it'll be a help to us. I believe this is God's will for this particular night. Amen. Acts chapter number 24. I think you'll understand what I'm talking about in just a few moments. Acts chapter number 24. And let's begin in verse number 17, please. Acts chapter number 20. And verse number 17. Not 24. Did I say 24?
Yeah.
Well, you should have known better than that.
Yeah.
I was just testing you to see where you were.
Sure.
Amen. Acts chapter number 20. And we're going to read beginning in verse number 17. If you think you found your place, say amen. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you. Well, it's like the teacher wanted to teach her children some morals. And so one day she came in the classroom and she had four mason jars. And she said, in this particular jar here, it's half full of liquor. And she had some earthworms in the jar and they were all just floating around the top. And she had her second jar up there, and it was filled with cigarettes, tobacco. The worms were just laying there dead. She had another jar, and that jar was filled with chocolate. And those worms were dead. And she had another jar, and it was just good old-fashioned earth, dirt. And they were just squirming around, crawling around. And she asked the children, she said, "Now, children, can any one of you tell us the moral of this lesson?" Little Johnny raised his hand. She said, "Yes, sir, do you know?" He said, "Oh, yes, ma'am, that's simple." She said, "What is it, Johnny?" He said, "Well, if you drink liquor and smoke cigarettes and eat chocolate, you won't have worms." It gets better. Acts chapter number 20, verse number 17. Look with me, please. The Bible says, "And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. When they were come to him, he said unto them, You know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you in all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind. And with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying and weight of the Jews. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, excuse me. But have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel, the grace of God. I believe with all of my heart tonight that there's just one thing as we get down to the end of this journey. And I don't have time tonight to spend there, but if you don't realize by now that we're getting to the end of this journey, you need to get your head out of the sand. This thing's about to wind up. And I just got hung up on that little phrase. If there's anything in my life that I desire tonight, if there's anything that I want for myself, and I imagine if I know anything about God's people, it's probably the same thing that you want. Matter of fact, when you get right down to it, there ain't much else. Just one little phrase in the Word of God kind of sums it all up. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Say, what are you saying, preacher? I want you to look with me, please, at verse number 24. And the middle of that verse says, so that I might finish my course with joy.
Amen.
Now, who in the world in the right mind don't want that?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I need that in my ministry. I need to finish my course. Of all the things I could have, I don't want to have fame tonight. I'm not interested in fortune tonight. I'm not interested in a fancy house. Amen. I just want to finish my course with joy. I need to finish with joy. You know what would help you tonight? If you realize that you could finish your course, that they could wind up tonight, we could run out of here tonight and meet God, but if you could finish it with joy, everything would be alright. That's all it's really about anyway. That's all we really got anyway. It's just a chance that when we wind this thing up, there's going to be some joy in my soul. How about you tonight? You say, you may not say it, but you know it's true. You know, can you imagine tonight if you could just finish with joy? Can you imagine how it would be if you knew I'm going to wind this thing up with joy? Can I tell you something? Can I help you for a minute? It's been a lot of heartache. It's been a lot of trouble in my ministry. It's been a lot of brokenness in a ministry. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking to you pastors tonight. You understand? It's been a lot of trials and a lot of heartaches and a lot of troubles in the ministry. Amen. And I'm here to tell you,
If you could just know that you're going to finish with joy, amen, it'll make it worth it.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but if that fits me,
yes,
that there ain't been a whole lot of happiness around. There ain't been a whole lot of good times.
Yes,
are you listening to me, folks? I mean, it's been, seemed like one burden after another. Get one fire put out, another one starts.
Amen.
Take one step forward, you back up two.
So,
y'all don't have that problem. Glory to God, I'm coming to your house.
Amen. I have the same problems, don't come to mine.
Yeah, I know what you got. But can I help you?
Help me,
you can still finish with joy.
Yeah.
Amen. I thank God tonight. I can still finish my course.
Yes,
I can finish my race. And that's, listen to me, you don't get this. That's really what it's all about.
Amen.
They ain't nothing. They ain't enough money.
Yes,
they ain't enough time.
Yes.
They ain't enough things and gadgets and stuff. Amen.
Yes.
But if you can finish your course with joy, it'll be worth it. Amen.
Yes.
God, if I could just finish with joy in my soul. A skip in my step, amen. I'm not worried about where I'm going. That God said a long time ago. I'm not worried this time about my sins. They're under the blood tonight. What I want to do is make sure that I finish with joy, amen. I think it was Peter. Might have been one said, it was joy unspeakable. It's full of glory. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we need to finish it with joy.
Yes,
we need, that ought to be our purpose tonight.
Yes,
that ought to be our desire tonight.
Yes.
Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
I don't think you get it. I don't think you understand. You don't realize what I'm saying to you. I'm telling you, it'll be worth it all.
Yes,
it'll be worth every broken heart.
Yes,
it'll be worth every lonely night. It'll be worth every trial and tribulation that we face. If we knew tonight we could finish our course with joy. Amen. I remember, you know what we've done? We've outgrown the things of God. I remember when them youngers used to sing in church. I got the joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the joy, joy, joy. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. Tuesday. And I'm so happy. So very happy. I've got the... Hey, are you listening to me, folks? I'm telling you, it'll make a difference in your home. It'll make a difference in your heart. It'll make a difference in your life. If you can purpose tonight and know I'm going to finish with joy, amen. Well, if I could just have a little joy, preacher. Man, I just need a little bit of joy. I don't know what I'm going to do if I can't have some joy. I'm telling you, can. You can have that joy, amen. I want to ask a question tonight. Think about it while we're just almost done. Won't be about another hour and 20 minutes. See, that just killed some of your joy. I'm talking about finishing. Did I mention we're almost finished?
Yes, sir. Amen.
We're coming down the home stretch.
Yes, sir.
We're rounding third.
Amen.
We're in a full court press.
Yes, sir.
We're in the 2-minute warning.
Amen.
Do you understand tonight? We're just about to wind this thing up. Hey, hey, hey! How are you going to finish, amen? Are you going to finish with joy tonight? Well, preacher, I sure hope so. Yeah, I know that's some of you the same way when somebody says, are you saved? I sure hope so. I'm a working on it, preacher. I got a word for that. It's in the Hebrew and the Greek.
I'm talking about finishing with joy. Amen. Joe Biden got off an airplane a while ago. One of the fellas standing there at the bottom saluted him like that. And Joe Biden couldn't salute because he had a pig in each arm. A little piglet. Sir, Mr. President, what are you doing with them pigs? He said, these here ain't pigs, son. They is pure Arkansas Razorbacks. And I got one for Cortez and one for Pelosi. He said, good trade, sir. Hey, can I ask you a question? Where's your joy? You know what we are? We stay punch drunk most of the time. Like an old boxer in the ring that's too scared to throw in the towel. And no strength to swing. Come on, is everybody all right? I'm fessing up. I'm that way. I've been there myself. I understand. I'm telling you, sometimes all you can do is lay there flat on your back, look up to God with tears rolling off your face and say, God, help me, Lord. I need your help, Lord. But my purpose tonight, my desire in my soul, are you listening to me, church, is to finish my course with joy. Just a little joy, amen. I want to finish with joy, praise God. Let me show you three of them that did. Can I help you real quick? We don't read some Bible. You thought we wasn't going to get spiritual, but we are. Look with me, please. I want to show you three men in the Bible quickly that finished their course, finished with joy. They finished their work, amen. Maybe that's the problem. Well, maybe we should quit worrying about joy tonight and just make sure you finish. After all, we got so many quitting. Everywhere you look, somebody else is quitting. Backing out, throwing out, leaving God. Hello? Hey, I don't want to just finish tonight. I want to finish with joy. I want to be able to walk in the gates of glory with a shout in my soul and glory in my heart. Amen. Everybody all right? Look with me. I'm going to show you three men. Is that okay? I got... Iron, 30 minutes. Look, Exodus 40, please, hurry. Exodus chapter 40. Exodus chapter 40. And look with me, please. I want you to see this. Exodus chapter number 40. Exodus chapter 40. Can I say tonight that Moses finished his work? Amen. Notice what it says in verse 33. The Bible says, and he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hanging of the court gate. Watch. So Moses finished the work. You don't understand. God said, Moses, I want you to build a tabernacle down there like I got up here. I'm going to give you the pattern. And I want you to put it up down there so I can come down there and fellowship with you. I want to fellowship with my children. I want to have sweet communion with y'all. Amen. And the Bible said they started. And can I just help you for a minute? Are you listening to me, folks? Moses, as far as I know, never lifted a hammer. He never raised a child. He never stepped in a pile of mud. Are you listening to me? He never picked up a pair of channel logs or baling wire. Moses never did an ounce of work. Is everybody all right? Stay with me. Look back at 35. Go back to chapter 35. Everybody okay? Chapter 35. Look at it, please. Look at chapter 35. I want you to see how did he do it. Moses finished his work because he had devoted people. Are you with me? Chapter 35. Look with me, please. Look at verse number 4. The Bible says, "And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass." You see that? No. Look at verse 21. The Bible says, "And they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments." Wait a minute, verse 22. "And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord." What kind of men? Men with willing hearts. Women with willing hearts. I'm telling you, the Bible said all those people helped Moses. They did the work. And Moses got the credit. Amen. God didn't say Israel finished the work. God said Moses finished the work. But then again, when Israel did bad, he blamed that on Moses too. He said, "You brought them out of the land of Egypt." Amen. You see, that man's got to be responsible for the good and the bad. Hello. You say, "Well, how's he going to do that?" He's got to have people with willing hearts. Everybody all right? What kind of people? They got to be devoted people. Devoted to the cause. Devoted to Christ. Devoted to the work. So they can finish the course with joy. Amen. You know how Moses finished his work with joy? He had devoted people behind him. Y'all ain't getting this. Unto God, I'm going to have to start over. He had devoted people. People that didn't mind not having their name out there. People that didn't mind not having to promote themselves. Hello? People that didn't mind if their name wasn't on a plaque on the pew. Look what I've done. Look how I've accomplished this. Come on, folks, I'm trying to help you. God said, "Hey, the people willingly worked from their heart, and Moses finished the work."
Amen.
Everybody all right? Amen. How did Moses finish? Because he had devoted. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Can I help you? I don't care how much this man loves God. I don't care how much he loves people. I don't care how much his heart's in the ministry. I don't care how much he wants to be a blessing, wants to be a help. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Until you get behind this man of God and become devoted to your place.
and your church and your ministry. Are you listening to me, folks? It's never going to get where it needs to be. And he may finish with joy, or he may finish with ulcers. I'm sure God's going to say, well done for finishing. But I'm sure that's not what he wants. You don't believe it? Ask him. How would you like to finish, brother? You see there? That wasn't hard. You know why Moses finished his work? Because he had devoted people that were behind him. Everybody all right? My soul, let me hurry, okay? Go to 2 Timothy, please. Hurry. In 2 Timothy, quickly. Everybody all right? 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Look with me. I said Moses had devoted people. Listen to me. You know who finished his course? Paul finished his course. Amen. Watch this. Look at chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Look at verse number 10. The Bible said, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed in Thessalonica, Croesus, the Galatians, Titus, the Mount Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent into Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas and Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee. And the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. Now watch this. You got to see this. Now listen to me, folks. Verse number 16 says, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. But if I'm not mistaken, I still think Paul was able to say, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. Are you listening to me, folks? You know how Paul did it? It wasn't because he had devoted people. Paul did it because he had divine power. You know what he said? He said, at my first, no man stood with me, but they all forsook me. You know what he said after that? Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. Say, what is that, preacher? That's divine power.
Amen.
I don't, maybe you won't get to finish with devoted people, brother. Maybe some of you will not be able to finish with joy because of devoted people. If you could finish, you could hang on to that divine power. Jesus said, wait. Fellas, hey, y'all wait here for the power. You're going to receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Amen.
Are you listening to me, folks? I'm telling you, maybe you don't have a lot of friends. Can I time out? Can I help you for a minute? God knows I'm not trying to hurt you. I realize somebody said we're going to use Facebook tonight. Bless your heart. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. But they are not all your friends. Are you kidding me? You really think 33 people like you? I took Fluffy out to do her business. But I took my pooper scooper. And 47 people said, I like that.
I'm trying to let you down easy.
You do not have that many friends.
Most of the friends in my life is on that hand right there. I can count.
Amen.
And most of them is probably in this room.
Amen, preacher. Amen, preacher.
You hear what I'm saying, folks? Maybe you won't have devoted people like Moses did. But if you could be like Paul and have divine power, you could finish. Amen. After all, what else is there if we can't finish this course with a little joy? Isn't that what it's about? Moses had devoted people. Paul had divine power. There's one more. Are you listening to me? He didn't have devoted people. Matter of fact, John 6, they all left him. Y'all with me? I'm talking about the Lord. He didn't have... Everybody okay? He didn't have the help of devoted people. And he hung there on Calvary's tree and he looked up and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? For a while he didn't have divine power. Say, well, what did he have, preacher? Everybody all right? Look in my good eye. He had a definite purpose. The Lord Jesus Christ set his face like a flint toward Calvary. And he wouldn't let anything sway him of getting to that cross. As much as the devil tried, as much as he did everything he could to hinder, he tried to kill him at the pavement. He tried to kill him in the garden. But he came to go to Calvary. He laid down and they tried to kill him with spikes. Hung there. You know what killed him? A holy God poured his wrath out on the sins of the world, on him. Are you listening to me, folks? And it was all those sins. So, well, man, I don't know if I can finish like that. Can I help you? I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong. But I'm almost certain that he finished with joy. After all, it said, for the joy that was set before him. Amen. He, what was it? Despised the shame and endured the cross. You know why he put up with it? You know why he put up with it? Because he knew weeping may endure for the night. But joy is going to come in the morning. Are you listening, folks? He finished with a divine, holy purpose. What was that purpose? Look at me. Look in my good eye. You were the purpose. Did it for you. You know what helped him get through it? The joy. I'd say he finished his course with joy. Say, what kind of joy? The joy that today's Wednesday. No, it wasn't Good Friday. It was Wednesday. He said, today's Wednesday. This is the hour of darkness. Sunday's coming. Sunday morning, that was joy mixed in that. You hear what I'm saying, folks? Can I ask you a question tonight? Not hard. How are you going to finish? Maybe, I don't know, in a crowd this size, probably some of you not going to make it in. You think the good works you've got going on now is going to please God. You're fooling yourself. Listen to me, folks. How you going to finish? I got... Anybody want to swap problems? Let's swap tonight. Well, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. Maybe better keep her on, huh? But I can tell you this much. God let me live all the way, have good sense to the end. A purpose to finish with some joy.
Amen.
I need it. You need it. And you don't just need it, you want it. Whether you realize it or not. I want you to stand with me, please. Maybe we could have somebody play the piano just for a minute. I'm not trying to take over the service, but if maybe somebody just needs to pray, we'll give you that opportunity real quick tonight. Have you been struggling? Been fighting devils? Maybe you could just come get refreshed tonight. Ask God to give you some joy.